This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. An Amazon distribution center is being proposed in Belgrade. The 53,000-square-foot facility would be Montana's second since the e-commerce giant opened a similar one earlier this year. The distribution center will receive orders from other Amazon warehouses to operate as a local stopping point before delivery vans are dispatched across the valley. A coalition of conservation groups has sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for refusing to delist wolves. Executive Director Mike Garrity says beyond keeping a robust population of wolves, wolves can also help reduce the population of diseased animals.
We're starting to have disease in deer, such as chronic wasting disease. Predators like wolves are really good at focusing on the sick animals.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Donald Trump Jr. will appear at Governor Greg Gianforte and U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke for a campaign event and fundraiser Sunday, April 28th at the University of Montana. The event at the University Center Ballroom will be hosted by the Montana Association of Conservatives as a fundraiser for its Political Action Committee, MACPAC. Tickets will cost $75 per person. Only people with tickets and their name on the list will be allowed to enter. Doors open up at 1 p.m. and the program will begin at 2 p.m. The Yellowstone Conservation District is providing free trees to Yellowstone County residents in celebration of Arbor Day. The event runs from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. April 26th at the Yellowstone Conservation District office. Tree quantities are limited and will be available on the first-come, first-served basis. I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.